Turn our attention now to the class verse chosen by the graduates, as you will find it printed in the worship folder, Psalm 16, verse 11. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. All those gathered here who support Christian education and support these young people who are completing their time in instruction at Faith Lutheran School, I'm a little bit disappointed for you this evening. The last 2 years, you may recall that the graduation speaker was the previous year's vicar. We didn't have a vicar last year, and I tried really, really hard to engage another guest speaker. I kept track for a while, but then when it got to be like 7 or 8 times that I invited somebody by October or so, and nobody had time in their schedule to do it, I just decided I'd just take care of it myself. And there's a reason why. And I hope you're not disappointed. You may not have done the math, but many of you who started here or were in kindergarten after starting with pre-kindergarten enjoyed your kindergarten year the very first year that I was here. I arrived in August, and you may remember where my office used to be, right at the foot of the stairs coming down, Pastor Hermanson's office, Pastor Christie's office, and I used to have a corner of the computer lab. You'd come down the stairs and you'd go to the kindergarten room. At the beginning of the day, my door would be open. My desk was right there. Every one of you came down the stairs. Some of you were happy to be there. Some of you not so much. And I remember a number of you, because there's a few of you that joined us in progress, at that age. I know that's hard for you to consider, but it's been neat watching year by year your progression. And then 7th grade, having a chance to get to know you really well, first hour, a number of days of the week. But there are memories, and I could share a lot of them, but that would get to be an all-evening type of thing. So some of the things that I remember, especially about meeting you for the first time, I remember sitting in my office on a Monday evening while Pioneers were going on, trying to get something done, but hearing this small but jubilant voice singing to the heavens kindergarten songs that I was used to hearing through the wall. So I just had to go out and find out who it was. And that's the evening I met Jordan Delara for the first time. You have a special place in the hearts of many people gathered here. But you may not realize the special place you have in the hearts of those who have taught you. But I think you kind of do know, don't you? You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. You're picking that verse. You're picking the class hymn that you're going to sing in a little while. Shows me that you get it. That the whole purpose of your being here, many of you for 9 or 10 years, others a little shorter, less time than that, but the whole purpose of your being here was to grow to know and understand God's love for you. But it's important for you to recognize, as you follow that path of knowledge that He has revealed to you, that you see all the different elements of that love that surrounded you for the time that you've been here. You were placed in this school. You were placed at the feet of Christian teachers and Christian pastors because your parents love you. And your parents also love your Savior and love your soul. They wanted you to know this path of life. They wanted you to know this path of knowledge and wisdom. They wanted you to know the pleasures and the joys of eternity at the Lord's side, because that's the most loving thing they could possibly do for you and offer you. And so when you think of faith, and you think of your progression through the years of faith, as you think on those individual teachers, student teachers, all the different people that have touched your lives, the volunteers that came into the classroom to help you with so many different things, the common ingredient in all of that is a love for you, a love for your soul, and a love for the Word of God, that it was at the center of everything that was happening. And so that's why I'm encouraging you this evening to listen, to contemplate, to think on your own graduation verse. Not just tonight, but in the days and the years ahead. As you venture from your upper grade experience, you become a lot more independent than you have been to this point. Some of you have probably been pushing for that independence a little bit. Maybe a little wrestling match with mom and dad every once in a while, or a teacher or a coach that's reminding you you're not quite there yet. There may likely be some moments coming in the very near future where you're looking around saying, nobody's watching me, nobody cares where I am at the moment, I've got some freedom here, and instantly you have choices to make. Choices that are wise or choices that are unwise. Choices that follow the path of life and knowledge and wisdom that you've come to know, come to respect, come to hold dear, and paths of temptation and reality that, whether you always realize it or not, can do a considerable amount of damage to your life already at 13, 14, 16, 18 years old. That's the neat thing about graduating from a school like Faith. You have discussed, you have thought about, you've been tested on concepts that are huge in regard to life. You've had conversations about marriage and family life, about how to discipline and raise children. You've had lessons about divorce and sexual unfaithfulness. You've had lessons about stealing and cheating and lying and all the big issues of life. You understand because you've learned well the law and the gospel that not only convicts us of all of those sins, not just when we do them, but when they're already forming in our minds and just the thoughts and temptations. And through knowing them through the law, you've also come to know how to rely on Jesus and His perfection. His righteousness that's covering you, that's paying for every sin now and for every day of the rest of your life, not only is a blanket that covers you with God's approval to live with Him forever, but also your source of power to overcome those temptations, to choose the wise rather than the unwise, to choose life and joy and happiness rather than sin and death and pain. When you read your verse, you're acknowledging that you understand that you're on a journey and there is a path to follow. You know that path well. That path has been laid out for you, not just in catechism class, but in the Christ-like curriculum as well, but also in so many other ways in all of your other subjects. You've seen all of man's accumulated wisdom through the lens of the Creator's wisdom. And that makes a difference in the way that you live your lives from this day forward. That makes a difference in the hope that you have in your heart, a hope that will display itself in different ways against the contrast of a world that doesn't have a lot of hope and doesn't have a lot of answers. It claims to, but they all prove empty. And that may surprise you. You've already seen it in your neighborhood relationships and on teams that you've played on and in other places that might have surprised you when in conversation you discover that young people your age already struggle with finding hope, finding meaning, finding purpose, finding direction. But you've told us this evening, you know where to find it. In the wisdom of your God. A wisdom he's shown you clearly through his word. Much wisdom that you've already memorized and tucked away in your hearts. Through the chief parts of the catechism, certainly. But all of those proof passages that are also there. And add in all of those Christmas children's services. 8, 9, 10 of those. Think about it. All of the many verses you've tucked away in your heart. All that wisdom that's there available for you in those moments when you need it most. There's a path. That path is defined. That path is very real. And it is a path exceptionally well known to you. So the people who love you, your parents, your teachers, your pastors, and so many other people gathered here and also praying for you and wishing you well from a distance if they're not here this evening, knowing that you're taking this step in your life. They're praying for you and they're hoping that from this day forward, you will follow your own advice. You will follow your own confession with your choice of a very well-chosen graduation verse. Acknowledging God's truth for what it is. Acknowledging the difference that it makes not only in life each day forward here, but ultimately the eternal life that your God has given you completely and freely through his love for you and his compassion on you and his promises to you. Follow that path. It'll never lead you wrong. And lead you straight to your Savior's side for all eternity. Amen.